a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story.
The coronavirus, the Utah response.
Provo and Orem are getting a demotion. They're moving back to the orange risk level on Thursday morning. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson begins our team coverage.
In Utah County, their positive case rate is 23%.
If we remove Utah County's numbers from the state's numbers, the rest of the state is only at 10%.
State epidemiologist Angela Dunn says Provo and Orem make up half of that county's infected people. And she says in certain parts of those cities, people are 3 to 6 times more likely to have COVID-19 than the rest of the state. But Governor Gary Herbert is still doubtful of a statewide mask mandate, adding that some counties are still at the green risk level.
Nobody knows the demographics and the culture and the situation better than those who are in that community at large.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Our team coverage continues. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer explains what changes when the risk level moves to orange.
First, physical distancing and masks are recommended across the board in this risk phase. Gatherings are limited to 20 people or fewer. Face coverings are to be used in public. In Provo, they're required per a city mandate. Those who can should work from home. Gyms and fitness centers are encouraged to close. Self-serve buffets are a no-go. If you want to eat out, it's highly encouraged to be takeout. The Utah Department of Health is making one exception to the restrictions. Team sports can play, but not with spectators. Spectators. Carol Hoffelmeyer, KSL News Radio.
That's the situation in Provo and Orem. Now, 60 miles north on I-15, it's a different story. Todd Fuchs is here to explain.
Jeff, in Davis County, the Health Department Director Brian Hatch says most of the people there really have taken mask wearing and health guidelines to heart. Hatch also tells David Dujanovic the county commission used its county care dollars wisely.
Flood our businesses with money to help support them. And in turn, I think our businesses have taken up that mantle of helping support the COVID response.
One thing that worries Hatch is the move away from hybrid learning to more in-school learning starting next week. Provo City Council Chair George Hanley is urging Utah County Commissioners to pass their own mask mandate to slow the spread. Hanley says lots of people go in and out of Orem and Provo, and the virus is starting to affect older and more vulnerable populations.
It's very difficult to contain the spread of this disease within just one population and not expect it to spread elsewhere.
However, the Utah County Sheriff and Provo Police say it's very hard to enforce mask mandates. The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus has now topped 200,000. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the lives lost to coronavirus in the U.S., by far the highest in the world. President Trump today defending his handling of the pandemic as he left for a campaign event in Pittsburgh. He told reporters he prevented a much higher death toll and blamed China for not containing the outbreak.
If we had not done it right, you could have 2 million, 2.5 million, or 3 million. But it's a horrible thing. Should have never, ever happened. China let this happen.
Meantime, Democrats are presenting legislation that would fight political interference in the country's COVID response. The move coming after the CDC walked back advice it had posted concerning transmission of the virus. Here's Washington Senator Patty Murphy on the STOP Act.
Enough is enough. Families and communities are looking for accurate information about how to make the right decision for themselves and their loved ones.
The STOP Act stands for Science and Transparency over over politics. In England, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is calling for a spirit of togetherness. He's unveiling new restrictions in hopes of suppressing what has become a dramatic spike in new cases.
To those who say we don't need this stuff and we should leave people to take their own risks, I say the tragic reality of having COVID is that your mild cough can be someone else's death knell.
The new restrictions include pub closings by 10 and gatherings of no more than 6. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Maria. The Alpine School District says the change to orange shouldn't affect things in the classroom. Spokeswoman Kimberly Bird says the district has 3 high schools, 3 middle schools, and 15 elementary schools in Orem. One of them is Timpanogos High, which is already on a modified schedule.
We're also watching other schools in the Orem area, but currently it's Timpanogos who is on a hybrid. The rest will be continuing on our identified plan, which is face-to-face.
Bird says they're keeping a close eye on the number of cases at Orem High School, but no changes have been made there yet. And coronavirus means no spring break for the Aggies. Utah State University already made the call for next year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
USU will start a week later on January 19th and then go straight through to the end of the semester. Spokesman Tim Vitale says they don't know what the numbers will be in spring, but they want it to be safe.
We did think, look, we have to make these decisions now with scheduling for spring. Registration day is coming up, so students are going to have to make decisions.
Vitale says they don't want students to travel somewhere and get sick or bring it with them if they are sick. A petition has started to get Utah State to at least have some time off instead. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Here's Ricky Neese.
Well, we have had an accident southbound Bangor Highway just before 2100 South. It's left up against the barrier, so you got to be careful trying to get around that. If you are making your way on I-15 through Salt Lake County, just a little busy and slow traffic. Murray to Midvale, but after that, wide open all the way to Provo. Pioneer Crossing, though, packed in both directions between I-15 and Redwood. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 5:06.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.